Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's the Stones bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Joanne Black is our guest, our good friend, 8-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of the new book, Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal. Joanne S. Black is the name of the book. Joanne, one of the things that you've been doing a lot of lately to help you to get to the point where you can get into a qualified scenario with a prospect is you've been doing this yourself, or you've been teaching other people about the power of LinkedIn as a business nurturing tool, right?
Yes, I talk about it a lot.
Tell us about what you're doing. What have you learned?
As a small business owner, I was totally overwhelmed with social media and LinkedIn. I mean, what am I going to do? I only have so many hours in the day. So I decided to do the smart thing. I found someone who was an expert in social media, and the two of us have worked together to create a social media calendar. And we post X number of times a day on LinkedIn, the same on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, whatever it is. So I know that every day of the week I'm going to have a post at certain times. And then I add to that, but I don't have to start from scratch. So that's been a huge.
Do you have a LinkedIn account for your business and one for Joanne Black, or is it all one and the same?
No, there's two different ones.
Okay. You have a personal one and a company one.
Correct. What I've learned, because I have had an opportunity to interact a lot with the people at LinkedIn here in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Right.
And they've done some incredible research, and I wanted to share some of that because my perspective has shifted a little bit. I still believe, and LinkedIn does agree with me, that social media is a place to begin a relationship, begin a conversation.
Right.
It's not a place to sell, and that puts all of us off. I'm sure that's part of the
rules of selling or change that I was talking about.
That's right. And we've all been bombarded with accepting an invitation, and then somebody sends this whole long thing.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm not always interested in accepting an invitation from people that completely out of the blue. I have no way of knowing who they are or what they do, but sometimes I do. If it sounds like you know how you do, you look at it, and I accepted this one the other day, and within 12 hours. This person writes me back and says, Jim, thank you for accepting my invitation on LinkedIn. By the way, this is what we sell if you ever need anything, blah, blah, blah. Well, folks, don't do that.
Well, in fact, we have an opportunity now, and it's our choice whether to accept an invitation or not. And I say to everyone, send a personal invitation. Do not send, I'd like to invite you to join my professional network on LinkedIn.
Right.
That's not beginning a conversation.
Right.
Hitting a button. And if you want to invite me or anyone else, take a few minutes.
Especially if this person is, if it's you inviting me, I already know who you are. Okay, fine, she pushed a button, I pushed a button, now we're linked. You and I don't have to go in through any fanfare. But if I'm a suspect, if I'm a prospect, you think, then that's worth the extra effort, isn't it?
It's always worth the extra effort, and it takes about 15 seconds, so it doesn't take a long time. But the other thing I do, every person I talk to, if I'm working within a company, if I speak at an event, I look at their LinkedIn profile and I invite them with a personal message. And so they become included in our network. The reason that's important is, again, we're beginning a conversation, but when we are connected first to someone, we have access to all their connections.
Mm-hmm.
And every client I work with, I say, have you invited every single one of your clients to join you on LinkedIn? Answers, they look at me like, no. Well, why not? That is the number one thing everybody needs to be doing. And for people who work at larger companies, everybody within your organization, if you work for a huge company, which we don't, that could take some time. But you need to start with your network, with the people you know. That is huge, and it doesn't take a lot of time.
Let's make sure we're clear on this. So you, everybody that you know, everybody that you, especially the people who are important to your business, who whatever relationship they have, you have with them, you should not only invite them to join you on LinkedIn, but you should do it in a, through a personal invitation through LinkedIn, not just pushing the button, I want to invite you.
Exactly. And then when someone invites you and you accept, you send a personal reply. And it can be as simple as, thanks so much for inviting me to connect with you. I see that we have some similar connections, or I see from your profile, whatever you want to say. But begin a conversation. This is not about having thousands of contacts. It's
right.
about having the right connection. And there's a big difference. Mm-hmm.
Quality,
not a contest.
Quality, not quantity.
Yes, exactly. And there's really two sides to social selling. And we've heard that term a lot, but there's also social buying. And so we have to look at what the buyer is doing and then what we're doing. And there's incredible research that was done about people who are active on social media, buyers as well as sellers. And this research was done by, some of it by IDC, International Data Corp, some of it by LinkedIn. And I can share that with you.
Absolutely. Well, I'd like to hear more about that after these messages. Give us the website, Joanne, please.
NoMoreColdCalling.com.
So check that out. Quick break. Right back with Joanne Black. Stay with me. Girl, to call my own.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.